Blog Talk Radio.
All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street queen. Let's go. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Doing it big, representing for the Latin community, man. We doing paying homage straight to the Latin community, man. Viva la Latinos, man. We doing it real big, man. Spanish heritage, we're going to have some good music, talk about Spanish issues, let people call in and do their shout-outs from what country they from, you know what I'm saying? Do what we do, you know, with the street queens, all hell, the street queens, the movement, you know what I mean? Shout-out to Game Face, shout-out to DJ, shout-out to Ruly Glasses, www.roly.com. They got the hottest eyewear for you, man. From goggles to all kind of classy eyewear for you, you know what I'm saying? Exclusive, you know what I'm saying? Check out Ruly.com, official sponsor, endorser of Lush Radio Online, doing what we do, man. Shout out to your man, Lou Diamond. You're in our prayers, man. We love you, you know what I'm saying? Straight out to Boston, you know what I mean? Shout out to all my Latinos and all my people, man. This is for the Latin people. So where you from, call in. I'm about to go to the lines. Live on Lush Radio, what's the business?
Miss Tori in the building. Hey, Lush.
That's what it is. All hail the street queens.
Street queens.
That's what it is. I'm waiting for some more of our street queens to call in. I know CG said that she might not be able to call. She gets a 50-50 chance. Jarvita might not be able to call in. But you know what I'm saying? We always keep it moving. We keep it moving, though. But we love both of y'all. Shout out to CG. Shout out to Jarvita. About to go to the other line.
Jarvita.
Seven.
Jarvita.
Saludos, saludos, amigas. Saludos, amigas.
Ay, Dios mío.
Saludos, amigas. ¿Qué pasa?
Hola, hermana.
¿Qué pasa,
¿Qué
hermana?
Pasa, mi amor?
Hermanas de la calle.
Yeah, I love it. Los hermanos de la calle. I love
Las hermanas de
hot.
La calle.
That sounds hot.
Estamos
man.
Aquí, las hermanas de la calle.
Yeah, you know how Spanish people get in the building. Estamos aquí chilling. y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy.
Estamos aquí parándonos en un B-boy stand.
Whoa. Oh, you crazy.
I said, we are standing in a B-boy stand.
I was lost.
Hola, mamis.
Hey, hola. Mamacita.
Hola. Saludos.
Oh, that's what it is, man.
Saludos, reinas.
Salud.
Las reinas de la calle.
Yo no sé.
Y'all was going to ask the food today or what? You going to get down to business or what?
I'm ready. I got my assignment. Who got your assignment? I got my homework.
So, you know, like I said, you know, we live on Lush Radio, live with the street queens, the movement, the sisterhood. You know, it's always about women empowerment. But today is dedicated to, you know, the Hispanic culture, you know, giving, you know, homage to the Hispanic culture, the Hispanic nation, you know, the street queens. Is showing y'all straight respect. So, you know, if you from a Spanish-speaking, you know what I'm saying, country, or you in America doing it, call in at 347-826-7722 and come and rep where you from. You from Puerto Rico, you Cubano.
Hey, what you got?
No te olvides, llama al 347 826-7722. Y dime dónde tú estás, qué pasa con tu bloque y qué es lo que está pasando en tu mundo. Llama 347-826-7722. La reina de la calle, estamos en Lush Radio.
¡Woo! I love that. That's hot.
Excelente. Muy bien.
Llámame ahora.
What?
We international, baby, internacional.
International.
The street queens is full of surprises.
Hey, that's what we do, man. We always switch it up on you. Never know. You might be Indian one day. You don't know.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We gotta get some curry dishes.
So, you know, we're gonna be talking about, you know, the Latin music. We're going to be talking about the Latin food. We're going to be talking about the different issues, the different organizations. We're going to talk about different Latin Independence Days.
Spanish-speaking countries.
Okay. We're going to talk about how y'all feel about Obama, you know, and McCain, you know, and that whole situation with Daddy Yankee supporting, you know what I'm saying, McCain.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How y'all feel about that Latin community? This is all about y'all, man. We focusing on y'all, you know, reaching out to you, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you feel like you want to make a comment on anything, just call in. And the people that's logging on, I'm in the chat room. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to interact with you because, you know, we get interactive, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
on here.
Yeah.
So, I guess, you know, saying we start off with the homework assignment. You got some stuff to share with us, Emma, so go ahead and share that for us.
Okay. So my assignment for this particular topic, which is the Spanish heritage, is to give a list of Spanish-speaking countries. And I did more than that. I got Spanish-speaking countries and the capitals.
Uh-huh.
Extra assignment.
So we're gonna start
with Europe. Spain is a Spanish-speaking country, and the capital of Spain would be Madrid, and they speak Spanish there. So we're going into Central America now. Guatemala, and the capital is Guatemala City. Honduras, and I can't even mention the capital of Honduras. But I'll spell it out. Tegucigalpa. Tegucigalpa. I attempted. Perdóname if I said it wrong, but I went for it. El Salvador, and the capital is San Salvador. Nicaragua, and the capital of that is Managua. Costa Rica, and the capital is San Jose. And Panama, and the capital is Panama City. Now, going into the Caribbean, you got Cuba, which the capital is Havana. You got Dominican Republic, which the capital is Santo Domingo. And you got Puerto Rico, and the capital is San Juan. In North America, it would be Mexico, and their capital is Mexico City. In South America, you got Venezuela. The capital is Caracas. You got Colombia, and the capital is Bogota. In Ecuador,
Bogota.
In Ecuador is Quito. In Peru is Lima. In Bolivia is La Paz. In Paraguay is Asunción. In Chile is Santiago. In Argentina is Buenos Aires. In Uruguay is Montevideo. And in Africa is Equatorial Guinea, and the capital is Malabo. So there's a Spanish,
Spanish-speaking country
as well.
In Africa? What?
That's what it is, yep.
No.
In Africa.
Wow.
In Africa.
That's deep. That's dope. I never knew that.
Yeah.
This is some new information, man.
Hello. You heard it first on Lush Radio.
Yes. So the Spanish is crazy. The Spanish heritage affects all over, as you can see, all over the world, from all the way from Africa to Europe. So that's big. That's big. Ahí estamos. Ya estamos hasta en África. Ya saben, mi gente. Estamos en África.
Epa. Sorry. Sorry.
Toy, what's going on with you?
I'm just saying, it sounds like it fits, so I just want to run with it, you know? No disrespect to nobody.
No,
like
disrespect taken. No disrespect taken. So, Reynas, what's going on, Reynas?
You still got the information for the Independence Day for all of the countries? Because you know you're the expert with that, yeah.
Who are you talking to, me?
You, Mira.
Wait a minute. You gave me one assignment. Now you're going, what else was I supposed to do?
He's on the spot right now.
You gave me
on the
spot, Lush.
You know you got them all mesmerized.
I feel the light bulb there. I feel the light bulb.
It's a little hot. Maybe
yeah,
we should just
like,
let's get back
on that. I got like a 10. I ain't even been to the Caribbean island yet.
Whoa, okay.
Like
well,
a 10. It's like beaming. It's like beaming. Because I'm beaming on me.
She's on fire. Let's save her.
Caliente, because us Latinos are we caliente, you know?
We caliente.
We caliente.
Hey,
bloody.
Bye.
So Toy, let's get into you. What you got for your homework?
Okay, well, you know, we're gonna have a little fun with this. My assignment, you know, in enlightening myself about the Hispanic heritage, I had to do some research on El Día de los Muertos, which is similar to the American version of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did a little bit of research and found out that it goes a little bit deeper than just throwing on a costume and going and getting some candy like we do here in the United States. Basically, more than 500 years ago, when the Spanish conquistadors landed in what is... Y'all like the way I said that, don't you?
Yes, that was nice.
Okay. When the conquistadors landed in what is now Mexico, they found the natives there practicing a ritual that looked like they were mocking death. And what they learned is that for more than 3,000 years, they had been practicing this ritual, and the Spaniards, they tried to eradicate it, but it didn't happen. So that's what Dia de los Muertos, which means Day of the Dead.
Mm,
and it is
cute.
Celebrated primarily in Mexico, but in some parts of the United States as well, including the Valley, which I believe is in California. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think
so.
Right.
Yeah. So it's basically saying, does anybody want to know what they do? Because it sounds kind of strange, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, like more nowadays, what they do is like they'll put on like these wooden skull masks that they call calacas, and they do these dances in honor of their deceased relatives. So it's kind of like they're, you know, showing their love for the people that have passed away. And they'll take, like, the wooden skulls and they put them on altars. And some people actually make sugar skulls. And they put the names of the dead person on the forehead and they eat it. And that, to me, is extremely interesting because that's kind of creepy.
anything goes on Halloween.
Right. So, I mean, some of the Aztecs, they would keep the skulls of the dead as trophies and display them during this ritual. Mm. And the skulls were kind of used to symbolize death and rebirth. So it's really deep for them. And what I learned is, like, unlike the Spaniards who viewed death as the end of life, the natives actually viewed it as the continuation of life. So beyond, you know, your earthly presence, there's like a spiritual life. And they believe that life was a dream, and only in their death did they really become awake to really understand, you know, the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be funny, but it's really deep. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So that was
that's deep.
You're right. It really is deep. Let me see. Well, there was a couple other things I wanted to touch upon. Like I said, the Spaniards tried to kill the ritual because they didn't understand it because they're primarily Catholic. So they tried to make the ritual more Christian. The Spaniards moved the day so that it coincided with All Saints Day, which is November 1st and 2nd. But it wasn't happening because, I mean, they believed in this so strongly that they still, like, right around, you know, this time of the month, they still celebrate El Día de los Muertos.
De los Muertos. Lo que soy.
Wait, listen, in Guadalupe, the ritual is celebrated kind of like it in Mexico, but they spend the day in the cemetery, and they decorate the graves of the people that have passed, and they have, like, a whole ceremony to honor the dead. So in different parts of the country, you know, in the Hispanic countries, they celebrate the day differently. So, yeah,
but it's mainly about the same thing, which is to deal with the dead.
Right, to honor the dead.
Right.
Mhm. Yep. But another interesting thing that I found out is that, you know, the term Hispanic was created by the U.S. federal government.
Wow.
In the early 1970s, they actually created that term to give a name to the people that were coming into America. From the Spanish-speaking countries.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's where that whole name derived from. So I had to do the El Día de los Muertos, and I also had to talk about spirituality and culture, the Hispanic culture. So to touch upon that, and I know that Emma can probably, you know, expand on this a little bit more, but Hispanic people are very family-oriented, and they're very strong, you know, with their culture. Like, you know, the things that they believe in, they stand very strong behind. Like, for instance, young women, when they turn 15, correct me if I'm wrong, Emma, it's like a coming of age for Hispanic girls when they become a woman. It's called the quinceañera.
Yeah, it would be the sweet 16 for the Americans.
Right, sweet 16 for the Americans, but the Hispanic women have a quinceañera.
Yeah, quinceañero.
And it's so dramatic. You would think that the girls are getting married. They get these beautiful gowns and a big elaborate party for them, and they decorate the whole chair for them with ribbons and lace, and it's totally like it's their day. And they
I was in one of those.
You were in one of those before? Who said that?
I was in one of those, but the dress was hideous.
Wow.
But there was like 15, there was like
she's
15
not going
of us. Is it true? Like, they're supposed to have like 15 girls or something? I mean, there was so many of us.
Yeah, it's like a whole, it's like literally planning
a wedding.
It's
like a wedding.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. They start planning the
date, like in a suit.
13. When she hits 13 already, they're already, you know, talking about where it's going to be done, colors and all that stuff, just like a wedding. You would plan a year and 2 years ahead of time.
Wow.
They would do that. I had a quinceañero and I had a C-16.
Wow. You
in Puerto Rico.
Hottie, huh?
Yeah, Puerto Rico, they did my 15, you know, because my family over there, that's our belief for the 15. And then that year so happened that I came back to, I was staying out there for like a couple of years, and I came back and I was 16 here. And I got my 16 done as well, so that was pretty good. My 15, 16 was smashing.
We got a caller calling in. 301, you're live on Lush Radio with the Street Queens. Rep, where you from?
Yo, what's good?
What's good? Who's
what's
this?
Good?
Yo, what's popping with y'all?
Who's this?
Great. Who's this?
This is Jamie from Industries Productions.
Hi,
Jamie. What's going on?
What's going on with y'all? I see y'all having a lot of fun about the Sweet 15.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting.
We talk about a quinceañero.
Right.
Yeah.
They need to have more parties like that.
So why don't you set some up?
I'm not 15.
Do you know about the quinceañera? I know. But do you know about the quinceañera?
Yeah, I know about them. You know?
You know?
I'm
so tell
Spanish,
us a little
so...
bit about what you know.
Say what?
Tell us a little bit about what you know.
Yeah,
that is a party. It's a big party. It's almost like y'all were saying, it's almost like a wedding. It's like a huge, huge party. That at the end of the day, it's almost like it's not for kids anymore.
Really? I mean, 15 years old in American culture is young. So, I mean, you know, are they like grown up? Are they like big ladies after they turn 15? Are they like more mature? Or what's the deal with that?
Actually, they're very mature. Once you get to 15, it's been my experience that the Latin girls develop kind of like much faster. Like at 13, 14, they already like know how to cook and clean a house and do all that. So by 15, it's like the welcoming of, I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to say womanhood, but at least
young
the welcoming
lady.
Of being a young lady, you know,
right.
and already understanding, you know, how, what your role is. In other words, to, you know, become a woman, because the Latin culture, the men are the head of household, you know, so they teach us when we're younger, you know, and they're very machismo. The men are very macho, like they got this macho swagger thing. They're the men, and the women play their role with the kitchen and all that. I mean, that has changed over the years, extremely. but you know, still in the culture, still in Puerto Rico, and even in Santo Domingo and all that, the Latin men are very macho, very macho.
We
the
got,
Latin
thing,
I guess.
So,
yeah.
Jamie, what Spanish-speaking culture are you repping?
I have Cuban.
Oh, you have Cuban?
Yes.
Okay, we got Cubans in here.
Okay,
well, I'm half Venezuelan, half Spanish.
No, I'm full Spanish, but I'm half Cuban, half Salvadoran.
No, baby, I'm saying I'm half Venezuelan, half Spanish from Spain.
Oh, for real? So you got the true blood Spaniel.
She got the
celebrate
thing, yeah.
But do they celebrate Sweet 15s in Spain?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you guys do?
We got that. Well, because, you know, you also have to understand that I was raised half Venezuelan. So that's still with the Latin culture. So even whatever my father wanted to do, my mother was always like, this is what we do, honey. This is what we're going to do. This is what you're going to do.
Right. I feel you.
I'm sorry to interrupt y'all, but we got another caller, 240-997. You're live on Lush Radio, man. Where you from?
That's me. I live in Bowie.
You live in Bowie? Well, what's
who is that?
I'm me. I'm half Venezuelan, half Spanish. That's me. Hello, I'm B.
Okay. Oh, okay. Where's Bowie?
The Spaniard is here.
Is this my girl right here?
Yeah, it's me.
That's what it is, man.
Like, you're introducing her, she's already here? What's going on with that?
I'm still confused.
Now we're going on Latin time.
Yeah, so moving forward, can you tell me something about, like, the type of food that they cook in Cuba? And, like, well, maybe at your home, the type of food they cook? Because, you know, I'm hungry.
To be honest,
I'm not Spanish.
I don't know
food.
Much. To be honest,
all right,
I don't
so Venezuela.
Much.
Okay.
They didn't speak Spanish in your home? In your household? They didn't speak Spanish?
Yeah,
no, in my household we did speak Spanish.
I'm talking to the gentleman that's on the line, that's Cuban.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah,
saying
yeah,
that
yeah.
he don't know much about the food. I'm asking, does your family, your mom, anybody, your aunt, nobody cook Cuban dishes, like the rice, the black rice, nothing? You tasted nothing on
I'm
the
saying, like,
culture?
Like, the food is almost all the same. Rice, beans... It's almost
nah,
all the same.
Negative.
Chicken.
It's not the same, baby.
A lot of, a lot of different Spanish food, but it's almost the same thing. It's always put together the same.
No, it's a different taste. It's a different taste, totally.
It's okay.
Hey, Cuban sandwiches doesn't taste like Spanish sandwich, like other,
that's
you know.
True.
It's a different taste for every food. It's a different taste. I'm sorry for every food. I'm a food lover, so, you know.
I don't know.
Can you go easy on the man?
Easy, don't.
For real.
Yeah, he's gonna cut your neck off, bro.
He could take it. He could take it. I know. Ain't no soft man calling up in here. Come on, he could take it. This is nothing to him. You're a Latin man, and you're a Cuban. You could definitely take it.
Yeah.
So tell me about the liquor. Let's talk about the liquor.
What type of liquor?
Yeah.
I drink American liquor or regular liquor, like Grey Goose.
You know what? You're not helping out the topic at all. Where's the woman named B?
So I'm just saying, look, I don't practice it like, you know, I'm Spanish. Yes, I'm like real proud of where I am and everything like that. But it's like, well, my mother, afterwards, she married a white dude. So I grew up with them two. So, like, he's white, and my mother, like, doesn't really practice too much, like the whole Spanish thing.
Okay.
So I didn't grow up with that whole culture.
I have a question that I'm curious. Where's in the streets from? Where you represent?
And the Streets is a production company. We make beats. We currently signed on to Chucky Thompson.
Uh-huh, but where are you from? Where are you representing?
PG. D.C.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
D.C. in the building. Okay, okay. I got it.
No, we it's music, it's hip-hop. That's what we do. Some reggaeton.
Yeah. Oh, no reggaeton?
I said some reggaeton, little.
Some,
there's not a lot of reggaeton artists out here to work with, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're live on Lush Radio. You should reach out, let them know about your thing, and then we're going to move on and talk to Z.
I know, they need to hit me up if they want to get some beats.
Who are you?
Your how? Find you where?
They can email me. They can email me at dcsp202@gmail.com.
DCSP?
202
uh-huh.
At Gmail. Right.
Okay.
Hey, V.
Yeah.
Yo.
You still on the line, Bianca?
Yes, me.
Hey. So, I mean, your part, you know what I'm saying, you from, you know, and it's, you know, so Spain.
Venezuela.
Venezuela,
yeah,
right?
Venezuela. Right.
So this. Do they speak a lot of Spanish in your household, or is it a mix?
It's funny because when I was born in Miami, Florida, so I grew up speaking mostly Spanish. When I went to school, I had to go to Esau because I had no idea what the fuck English was.
Oh, wow.
And then
but you learned it pretty quick, though.
Hmm?
You learned it quick, huh?
Yeah, I learned it real quick. I had to.
Did you
learn it? We ended up moving to Hyattsville, Maryland, so then what? I had to learn how to speak English.
Yeah. It seems like it's more easier, though, for Spanish people to learn English than for English people to learn Spanish, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know
that's
either.
Like a mix, because there's people, that Spanish-speaking people that come to you know, these countries and all that, and will live here their whole life and not speak not one lick of English still because they can't get
That's
it.
That's true. They don't try to.
Well, I think the problem is that they don't.
They're just like, you know what? I'll have my people communicate for me.
That's the problem that I be having.
That's the problem.
That's the problem that I be having with Spanish people out here. They don't try to educate themselves.
No, they don't at all. And then you're stuck because when they look at me, I'm like, I consider myself a light-skinned Latina woman, right? And when they look at me, they see, like, something weird. They're like, okay, well, you're really light-skinned and you can speak English really well, but so I don't know what you are. I'm like, it's in my face. It's clearly written what I am, and you don't see it. And that bothers me. And then also because I'm 22 years old and I don't have, like, 3 children, they're more confused.
Okay, so you feel like there's a stereotype on Hispanic women that they have a lot of children?
Yeah, there is a stereotype.
Yeah, I agree. There is a stereotype.
Yeah, they're a stereotype.
But they're very family oriented. I mean, yeah, they're family oriented.
I think it's
kind of
true, though.
Keep that baby.
but I think it's kind of true, though, because Hispanic people in general, they have a lot of kids.
I can tell you a little story quickly. I mean, I'm Miss Toy, for those who are wondering who's speaking, but I'm black and Cape Verdean. But my stepfather, when I was growing up, was Puerto Rican. So I was raised around all Puerto Rican people. And I'm going to keep it real. Like, I went to a quinceañera before. But the girl, it was her wedding reception as well because she got married at 15.
Wow.
So she had, she had a wedding the same day as her quinceañera. And this girl was so young that she said to me, when I get married again, I'm going to do this and this and that. And I'm in my head like, do you know you're married? Like, this is supposed to be from now until the end of time, honey, not 2 years until you get born. And she was like, and I just realized that, I mean, I know I'm black and Cape Verdean, but it's like they're much more mature at a very young age and ready to make families, 18, 17, 15, 16, and that's not abnormal.
That's what I was saying, that when by the time they get to the quinceañero, they already, at 12 and 13, all the stuff that they know already. So by the time they reach 15, it's like, you know, you don't want to say it's welcome to womanhood, but it's kind of like it is.
But
it is. But, like, my quinceañera was completely different. Like, my mom came to me and asked me, she was like, do you want a big quinceañera or what do you want to do with all this money that we saved up for you for your quinceañera? I was like, yo, give me the money. and then let me travel because I in my head because I was young, you know, I was my family's from here, from California, from everywhere. So I was like, let me go see my family, let me talk to them so I don't end up doing the same thing that you did, Mom, getting married at 16 and having kids with my father. Let me not do that because that wasn't in my head. I mean, I grew up around white people. So I you do what they do. Like if you grow up here, you do what they do. So that's what I did.
I was just going to say, if there's anything that I really respect about the Hispanic culture is how tight they are with their families.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, very tight within their families. I mean, I know from my experience, I called her my grandmother, but it was Mommy, and it's like she didn't have to do anything. I mean, she was happy in the morning to make her coffee, make us breakfast, and watch her soap operas, and she didn't have to do anything. Like, everybody took care of her, and, you know, she was fine because, I mean, they really take care of the older people in their family.
Yeah. Well, that goes to showing, you know, respect for your elders and respect for the kids as they grow up. Like, you know, everybody bonds together to make sure, like, the kids make sure they go to school and stuff like that, and the older grandparents have the most respect. Like, they really, like, they're like gods in a family.
Yeah.
I know my grandmother was, like, the god of the family, like the godmother. Like, you have to come in and kiss that ring and say bendición when you walk in, or you were getting a shoe thrown at you even before you got the blink. So, you know, you came in there, you paid your respects, you pay homage always to the older people, you know, or any other people, uncles, aunts, anybody that was older than you. You ask for the blessing, you ask for bendición, and then you good. You know, if you didn't do that, everybody would turn their neck, and you would get like 15 slaps. Like, what? You didn't say bendición?
Yeah.
Bah.
So they're very
that's like a big disrespect. Don't go, don't pass an older person and don't ask for blessings and all that. You'd be like, what?
You can't even walk in between conversations.
You can't even say, excuse me, you got to wait until they're finished. And then
until
you can
they finish.
Say,
that's
why
you sit there and wait.
You cannot listen. You can't be there.
No, you can't give your opinion. Go give your opinion and see what's going to happen with that shit.
At the end of the day, you always got rice and beans to give. For real, I have tons of Spanish friends. They take care of me. As soon as I walk in the house, you hungry? Like,
yeah, immediately.
That's how they show love, through their food and
through
just,
the food.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, what cena? That's dinner, right? La cena.
Yeah.
La cena. Yeah.
It's so much later than the way that Americans eat.
Yeah, that's like late in the evening, like 9 o'clock. After
yeah,
eight.
Like me, Santa, they were at like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Well,
my grandmother, it was 12:30 in the afternoon, and rice and beans was already done. Like by lunchtime,
you had a snack. You had a snack. Yeah, the food is done, but you don't eat. You don't sit down and eat until like 9:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's true. Very, very true.
And you have to eat everything. Don't even play yourself about that. You don't want that.
Yeah,
you don't like it.
They will cut you. They will
cut you. Oh, you're allergic.
Eat everything on
the plate. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's no option.
There is no option. And is it true that the majority of Hispanic people are Catholic?
Yeah.
Like, what religion did you
follow?
Yeah,
it was true in my family.
Yeah.
Well,
that
I mean,
he came from Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, everybody practices, I guess, that, but there's a we're more spiritual, like in the sense of just being spiritual with God and just knowing that there's, like, a higher power, you know.
And the saints,
yeah. Latin people, you know, have their saints and, you know, they have their different type of saints for their different type of reasons. You know, so that goes even higher. Yeah, the candles and all that goes even higher. Like, they go back to the ancestors. If you have a headache, you know, you got to lay down. These 15 candles will do the trick. Drink a tea. And that's it. And the next day you're good, you know. So, you know, they believe in every remedy, kind of being natural. We believe in like a lot of natural stuff, you know, plants and teas and all that. You know, that's how they
aloe vera
and the soup and the sopa. Una sopa ahí, real quick, Oh, sopa pollo and you good. The next day you like tan ta da tan. I'm going to school. You're like, what? You take from school with him and my sopa you run the wall and fix up your nose and you good. That's it. Get out of here.
See you later. But you have to respect it because it's a hard working culture. They understand the ethics of working and going out. And I mean, if they don't have a job, they're gonna make one.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, for instance, my stepfather. He was so funny. Like, he'll come in there. He swear he can fix anything. All he needs is a bottle of Bacardi. He'll fix your car. He'll fix your house. Fix your bike.
I can do it.
I got it. It's nothing. It's okay. I got it. He loves to say that.
No, but
I do everything.
You have no food. You can have no food, and they fix like a 5-course meal with nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, that's
yeah.
the truth. That is
my
so
mother
true.
Was able to do that. My grandmother, my aunts. Yeah, that's crazy. Because now at my age, like, I do it for my kids, and my son be like, how did you just come up with all that? There was nothing here.
Yeah, but my stepfather, I used to be a little scared of his concoctions because he was a drinker. So he would go up in the kitchen, and you cannot argue with a man that's Puerto Rican and he's drunk because it's a waste of time.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you can
and
forget
he,
about that.
You
yeah.
can forget it. He's in the kitchen. He got barbecue sauce and ketchup and all kind of craziness.
And rice.
Yes. Good and sausage. I'm trying to tell you, you're going to eat that. And I'm like, man, listen, that looks gross, dude. And he takes plantains and he mashes it up. And, man, listen, everything can have plantains in it.
Wow.
Everything has amarillos. Yeah, they slice some amarillos up and everything. Amarillos.
Yeah, they love it. Like, wow.
Amarillos. The Dominicans are
plantains
and Puerto Ricans are amarillos.
What about the limbes? Isn't that the Puerto Rican icy?
The limbe.
Icy.
Limbe. Yeah. That's like the Kool-Aid frozen. You get a thing of Kool-Aid and you freeze it and that's the limbe right there.
That is classic right there.
Those cost 5 cents in a store. Well, used to cost 5 cents in a store.
In some urban neighborhoods, like you go in the houses, they sell them for a quarter, and they make them all day.
Mm-hmm.
They hustle, man. That's why I said, like, if they don't have a job, they
the piragua, the piragua is the scrape ice.
For real.
With the liquid, the piragua be the bomb in the summer, too.
Yes. So that's it for me. That's, like, all that I had. I mean, we can go on and on all day about their cultures and the idiosyncrasies, but they're just really interesting and really dedicated and faithful people, from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm getting off the subject, but I just want to know, like, different stereotypes about Spanish men versus, you know, other men in different races. Like, what y'all know? Please tell me.
I've never dated one,
but I always thought about it.
I don't think that you're off the topic because we're still talking about.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, you know, off the topic. I want to answer that. I'm going to give my answer. This is Emma, by the way. Emma E2K. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, how you doing? I'm a Latin woman. My mother and father were both born in Puerto Rico. I was born in Bronx, New York, so I'm a New Yorican. But my household, my mother has always spoke Spanish, and everybody in my household has always spoke Spanish, so very in tune with my culture. Going to Puerto Rico every summer, dating Latin men, and, you know, so I can tell you about the difference between Latin men. I mean, I've dated white men, I've dated black men, I've dated Italian men, and the difference what I've noticed with the Latin men, and even with the Italians a little bit, that they have a very high machismo thing. You know, like it's very hard for them to it's very hard for them to deal with an independent woman. You know, they don't.
Yeah.
It's very hard for it's something in their ego, and it's not that they mean any meanness about it. It's just that when they're raised, you know, to be the head of household, to be the provider, to run, you know, the home, to guide, you know, the woman the way where she should be guided. So when they come across an independent woman, it's real tough. Like, it's really tough for them to kind of break, you know, let down, let loose, you know, like, okay, we can be partners. They don't want to hear the partners. They want to hear, I'm the man, you're the woman, and, you know, you should be doing this and I should be doing that. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of problems in some relations because I'm a very independent woman. My mother raised me to be an independent woman. I didn't have a father. I have father figures, I have stepfathers, but I didn't have a father really there. So I always looked up to my mother, my grandmother, like I said, that was the godmother of my family. And so I've seen these strong women, these strong figure women, and, you know, that's mm-hmm. what I look up to, and that's what I learned to be, a strong woman. So I can go half and half with a man. I don't know how to really, and that creates a problem, too. I don't know how to have a man over me. You know, I've been the head of household. When I've left my home, when I left my house at a young age in my early 20s, I had my own apartment. I got my own car, and I've always had my own thing, you know. And when I meet, you know, when I was meeting the majority of the men, they didn't have their apartments and none of that. So I was already, like, ahead of them. So they had to live with me. So, again, if you're in my domain, I'm the queen of my castle, you can't come and expect to be the king in my house, you know. So that created a problem. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it just goes to that the Latin men are like that. My uncles are like that. You know, my brothers not so much because they were born in New York, but my cousins that are born in Puerto Rico, like, they're very like that. They're like, oh, yeah. You know, why you don't have a husband? Oh, your husband should be doing that for you. Oh, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing in your house? Why you don't get a husband to do it? I'm like, why can't I do it? Why do I have to get a husband to do it? Why?
Right. They feel, you know, like the male is dominant in the household.
Yes,
the woman is supposed to be in the house taking care of the children. And that
creates another problem that we have in our Latin culture, which is a lot of women being abused, you know, and being abused and being battered because, you know, the men, and, you know, and I'm not attacking the men, you know what I'm saying? That stems from what they were taught, you know, and it's bad because we need to, you know, re-educate them, you know. But, you know, it stems from, like I said, what they're taught and what they see. Because if a man, if a Latin man doesn't slap his woman, you know, he's not the cool one. He's not the, you know. And when they see that he has his woman in check, oh, yo, you that nigga. He's five. Oh, you that man.
Wow.
Or you macho. You know, instead of being like, you know, instead of people telling them, yo, that's not what you do. You know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
that's not how you treat a queen. That's not how you treat a lady. But, you know, they don't mean it in a malicious way. That's what they were taught. And unfortunately,
right.
we get the back end of that.
Can I speak on that? Because
sure.
this is Lush, you know what I'm saying? I'm African, but, you know, I'm from New York originally, but I live in the DMV. I actually dated some Puerto Rican. I had a couple of novios, you know what I'm saying, boyfriend in Spanish, you know what I'm saying, boyfriends in Spanish. And, you know, from my experience dealing with the Latin culture, you know what I'm saying, stereotype that I've seen with a lot of people, they say, you know, Salvadorans, they say, and Salvadorian men, pure Salvadorian men, are very aggressive and like to abuse their women, their wife beaters, you know. And, you know, but I actually dated, like, two Salvadorian guys. They never were really aggressive towards me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's known because a couple of ladies told me, but I've never experienced actually having to deal. Now, they can't. Now, I'm going to tell you, Latin men are hot-blooded. They love
They
are hot-blooded. Hot-blooded.
Yes.
Meaning that even the Latin women are hot-blooded. They
yes.
love it. Like, I had one homegirl, she was Panamanian. She loved plenty of men. Not to say all of them are like that, but they are hot-blooded. They love it. Like, I mean, the men, it's like they can for wife. They'll take care of their wife, but they got to have another.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Very
I was
going to
talk
with.
About that, too. Yeah.
Permission.
Oh.
Have
so
to
it
have
goes back to the macho thing. It goes back to the macho thing. It goes back
to
so
the,
you
think,
know.
Do you think that it's a stereotype or it's really true that Hispanic men are very flirtatious, unfaithful, horny?
It's not true.
I think that goes with all men across the board, if you ask me, in one way or another.
No.
I think that goes.
Stereotype, though.
But I'm saying it goes all, to me, it goes to all of all men across the board. But the Latin men, the Latin men, it's even you know, more.
I think it all comes down to each relationship.
That's
yeah.
what it comes
okay.
down to. Because if you love your woman, then you will be with
right,
your woman.
Because I've been
on your woman. You will be faithful to your woman. If your woman is a woman and she fulfills everything that you need her to fulfill.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like with me, for example, I date some Hispanic women and some black. But mostly Spanish women, it's like some of them, they just let you walk all over them. And that's like one thing that I don't like with a lot of Hispanic women. Like they don't stand up for themselves.
Because that's what they were taught to do.
Yeah, they're taught to be subservient.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like
submissive. I think they were brought up to be submissive to treat their man,
yeah.
you know, and live for their man and family.
But any man, like, for example, I wouldn't want a woman. I want a woman to fight back. Like, if I cuss her out, cuss me back out. You know? And say, why?
Oh, yeah? See, I told you he could take it. Who was defending him earlier? See, I told you he could take it.
we got another caller calling in. 917, you're live on Lush Radio with the Street Queens. Where were you from?
The Ive Records.
I be cussing the building. This
yes.
The
BX
is in the building.
The Bronx is in the building.
I be
what's poppin'?
Hey, I see you.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my girl, my sister. She's very true to the Ive, Emma from E2K.
Yeah, what's up, my baby? What's going on? I'm glad you called in.
You know how I do. I got to support, baby. Well, y'all talking about Latin heritage, Mo? That's what y'all talking about?
We're talking about Latin,
yeah,
man.
Latin men.
I'm kidding.
Huh?
You called in at the right time because we're talking about Latin men being hot-blooded and all that. And,
oh, of course. We hot-blooded, baby.
What do you got to say about that?
Come on.
Listen. This is what the women like. They like hot-blooded men. You don't want a cold-blooded nothing frozen up, doing nothing in the house all day. You want that fire, baby. That Latin fire in your life.
Caliente.
So, since you sound like you would do with a lot of swagger, like if you was going to try to talk to a female that's Hispanic, what would you say to her?
If I was trying to talk to a female that's Hispanic?
Yeah. Like, how would you approach her? Tell me in Spanish.
First of all, if you're approaching a Latin queen, you gotta come correct. You know what I'm saying? They got their Latin spice too. Don't get it twisted. There's nothing like a Latin woman. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta treat them accordingly. And basically, I'm not one of those hoods that what's up, mommy or whatever. Oh. Nah, you know how you doing, and you fill it out. You know what I'm saying?
She wants to be seduced.
Oh, you want to hear that ghetto stuff like, mami, como está, baby? Si tu cocinas como tu caminas, yo me como pegado. That's what you want to hear?
Love it.
That's what it's having you stop bullshit shit right there, baby.
No, I was just saying.
Tanta culpa, yo sin freno. Tanta culpa, yo sin freno.
Nah, if I see something that's like gorgeous, I just tell her, mama, you know, with all due respect, you look gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just gotta tell you that.
Say it in Spanish.
Oh, mira, mami, tú estás bien buena, mami.
Yeah, see, that's the thing right there. Cause like, what's that thing you be saying
when you be seeing the chicks walking by? What is it you be saying?
Oh, baby. That's a new thing. That gives them kind of puzzled because they're like, they don't know. They just start laughing. They don't know what to say because usually a guy's like, yo, what's up? Mommy, what's good? I just wall out and say, ooh, baby. And they just, you know, they're like, yo, they start laughing. Like, yo, it's good. I've been getting good reactions from that, yeah.
So that's your money.
I don't know what kind of girls give you what reaction because I wouldn't give you any.
Listen. It could be good, it could be bad. Yo, it could be good, it could be bad, but I bet you this, you're going to crack a laugh when you hear that shit. You might not give me the rap, but I know I made your little moment right there. You're going to laugh, trust me.
Yo, it's funny because, like, Hispanic men, like, yo, ay, mami, que linda tu eres. They go into a thing.
And it's like, I understand Spanish, so it's like I'll look at them and I might be like, whatever. But it's like, what are you even saying to me right now? You could be calling me all kind of names. You speaking straight Spanish.
Nah, trust me. They just they complimenting you. They just
they
say it with
in,
so
right?
passion.
You know one thing about Hispanic men? You know one thing about Hispanic men, though? Hispanic men are very romantic. They're like everything, like the passion. Like, they're very passionate with everything they do, even when they dance by lot, you know, and they get with the one with the bachata and all that, you know.
And
like,
the salsa, the merengue.
It's merengue.
Yeah,
yeah. They get real sensual. They just passionate with everything, y'all.
That's the one thing about us. We wear our emotions on our sleeves, and that could be good, and then that could be bad also. You know what I'm saying? But you know, the one thing that you're gonna know is that you're gonna feel the vibe whether we feeling something or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. That's real.
No, I know this is all subject, man, but I got one thing, because I've learned this from experience, man. I was with an El Salvadorian dude, and that thing downstairs was enormous, son.
Oh, hey, yo!
Okay, so right now,
yo, you know what?
You
want to
get
off from
here?
It's Elba on the radio.
Let me know. Well, I got to be visiting. Holy shit.
Yo, well, look, yo.
I know, right?
Like, where I got to be at?
Yo, Emma, Clara's here.
Where's Clara,
what's up, baby?
You want to talk to her?
Yeah, put on. She
hold on, hold on.
Canada.
Is it Puerto Rican or Latin?
Hello?
No, I'm kidding.
Hello?
Hello?
Clara? 301?
Yeah.
What's up, honey? Represent Canada. You're on Lush Radio. The topic is Hispanic heritage. We have our women panel on, the street queens. Everybody say hi to Clara.
Hi, Clara.
Hi, Clara.
What's up, everybody?
We all on the line, and the topic is right now, we speaking about Latin men, or Lush, are we going into something else?
Oh, we speaking, but I wanted to also acknowledge there's another caller, 301-792. You're on Lush Radio.
All right. So the topic is on Latin men?
Yes,
yeah, we're
Latin men.
On Latin men, yeah.
On Latin men,
and
but
happy
what's
birthday,
what's
Clara. Is today your birthday, girl?
It's my birthday.
Happy
tomorrow,
birthday.
Mommy, at 12 o'clock is my birthday.
Okay, well, I'm celebrating early. But anyway, the topic is Latin men.
You're going to come through Amber Room.
I'm going to try.
Celebrating
our
birthday. We're celebrating my birthday.
Try.
We're going to be on and popping, you know.
I'm going to try. But listen to me. I want you to talk about the Latin men over there in Canada, being that you represent Canada. You know, we want to know about the Latin men over there in Canada.
All right, what you want to know?
About them, tell us about the Latin culture in Canada.
Well, the Latin culture is predominantly in Canada based out of South American culture. It's mostly Salvadorians, Mexicans, Ecuadorians, and Guatemalans and everything. Everybody that has been affected by the war, you know what I mean? They came over to Canada and descended, and then they just, like, outgrown from that, and it's a new generation coming through, you know? But at the end of the day, it's still Latin love. It's still Latin pride. It is what it is, and we represent bachata, merengue, salsa all night. You know what I mean?
Hey. Okay.
What we do.
Look, Lush, they got Salvadorians over there in Canada, Lush, you see?
They got all that good love.
Saying that the Salvadorian men got it big down there, Clara. That's what Lush is saying.
Why Salvadorian men are big down there? That's what
Lush is saying. Lush has been with Salvadorian men. She's bringing them up. She's bringing up the Salvadorian men.
Yeah, they're cool with it. They ride with it. You know what I mean? They ride with the women. And they do what they do. They take care of the household.
Look, you was right.
They do.
God damn it. What the hell is going on?
We need to go to Canada.
You gotta go to Canada. I'm a Canadian that got lost in the Bronx, and I found me a Boricua that could do all that for me.
Work it out.
I mean, you know, but you can hold it down too, ma.
Yeah. I got
wow.
another stereotype.
I'm a cougar. I'm a cougar. I like them younger. So, you know, my younger Latinos be smashing it. I'm a cougar.
You gotta keep that. Isn't it true? I mean, all Puerto Ricans, I'm telling you, dudes, first thing they come up to tell you is that their tongue is vicious.
I will vouch.
That
ain't no tongue like a Puerto Rican tongue, mommy.
The tongue is a lion trait.
Ain't no tongue like a Puerto Rican tongue, mommy. Ain't no tongue like a Puerto Rican tongue.
This is just Puerto Rican. All I gotta say is amen.
All I gotta say is hallelujah.
If I knew how to sing, my song would be platinum right now. That's what I'm saying.
You be hitting them twice. They make you hit them twice.
No,
that's what it is.
No joke. Listen, like, they professionals. Like, I'm not even going to get into it.
Great
story. Come on, please.
Awards, man.
Because, listen, let me tell you something. I have this saying that I say that guys have their PED.
Uh-huh.
Right? And every Latin man I've ever met and dated has his PED. And if y'all want to know what PED is, y'all just hit me up later. I'll talk to you about it.
Come on, we all grown for you. Come on, we all grown here. What's going on?
Y'all don't know what PED is?
Nah, we say that for another subject.
Okay.
All right, that's another show.
Y'all stand fast for me, man. We about to go into a A big pun joint, you know, 100%. Shout out to
Big punner, may he rest in peace. Shout out to Liza Rios.
Yeah, yeah, these cuts back on the mix was good.
We're going into a pun song. We're going into a pun song.
All right.
Stay on the line, baby.
I got you.
Pronto llegará el día de mi suerte, te lo juro por mi gente, seguro que un día llegará. Every one time, we always knew we made it, even though you play it, we still made it to the top. Well, rock duro, cabenudo, no, I'm not the one that said he juro. You don't know if I got a gun, it's fun. From the X side of things, baguette inside my rings. Everything I want, I get, but I be in time. I shine like money, that sound like Biggie. Uh-huh. Fuck around my town, boogie down my city. Come around, get pound, through the crown, no pity. Watch the sound, 4 pound, 20 round milli. Get smacked silly for coming out your mug. I'm known for bouncing thugs from the tunnel to the south of clubs. No matter, put the chrome to your platter, splatter your abs. Pissing in the plastic bag, that's a drag, now you're abnormal. The memory ground the rumble, and put some motherfucking stabs on you. The night is young, and I'm already fighting, hiding my gun. Promoting buggers, screaming, who the fuck invited pun? On. Live long, get your party on. Don't let the liquor fool you, cause I'll stick it to you. Something sharp to the heart, or something big to move you. The desert or the shoddy, whatever, you the body that chose to be the dumb nigga at the party. Too much Bacardi started speaking dumb. Then you try to snuff Joe, must have been Puerto Rican rum. That's the hardcore, so you're a sophomore. Takes years to earn a pair of Trevor Squad balls. So get lost and take one. Bones, I break them, pigs are bacon. So get fried if they come. You see that? I'm like G-Rap, Pac, Master P. All balled up with a twist, I'm Mark Anthony. Recognize me, I'm the one cocking the auto. Tony Sunshine, please, guns and El Coro.
We always knew it.
menos.
Con lo que anda abusando.
Más flow.
Hay algo en ti, nena, que me lleva a la
que me lleva a la locura.
A la locura.
Es más difícil creer que lo nuestro solo fue una vez.
Going down. You know, when you hear that, you already know it's going down.
had another caller that joined us just now, 609. You're live on Live Radio with the Queens. Where you repping?
Hey, y'all. It's CG.
What's up, CG?
Hey, y'all.
Peace, Queens.
Peace, yeah, what's
queen.
Up, Queens? I wanted to call in and first show my respect and say happy Hispanic Heritage Month. And
thank
just
you.
Want to, you know, definitely.
Hello?
I didn't get a chance to start hearing the show, but I'm going to check off real soon. But I did definitely want to call and say I have a friend who committed suicide, so I'm going to her funeral tomorrow, but I wanted to call in and just give a shout out to her and to you know, her family and friends, and you know, tomorrow is going
What's
to be
her name?
Her name is Kyra. Yeah, so rest in peace, Kyra, and we love you, and I just definitely wanted to just, you know, call in and do that. I'm getting situated, y'all, because we got a crazy day ahead of me tomorrow. But I wanted to call and tell y'all, love y'all.
We love you too, CG. You're in our prayers, and just know that the Street Queens, although we can't physically be there, we definitely there in spirit.
You guys are always, I know that, and I wouldn't feel right if I didn't call in. Especially for our girl, Emma.
You hold your head, CG. You hear me? She's just in a better place. She's in a better place.
I know.
Place
it's a crazy situation. It's just crazy, Ellen, you know.
Yeah. But she's in a better place, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you got to always have in mind. She's doing a lot better than what we're doing right now. Yeah, she's definitely at
peace with herself. Exactly. And it's a, you know, it can become a beautiful thing. So once I get past tomorrow. Yeah. All right. But
take
I definitely
care.
Want to call and tell y'all, love y'all, and keep
love
working
too,
the show. And thanks, Lush, for taking care of that info and everything for me.
Father, we love you, man, and our prayers are with you and your friend's family.
Yes,
definitely.
Thank you.
Peace, queen.
Peace, queen.
Oh, that was
oh,
kind
man.
Of
oh,
wow. That was like a little downer, though. Wow.
I know. But you know what?
I guess I'm going to have to pick it up. What's up, my queens? It's Super Size Spanish Fly. Link Garcia.
Hey, Link. What's up, girl?
What's
I'll
up,
get you some
Emma?
I like
He's
that.
A
that's
a
tight name right there.
Let me introduce you, Lynx, to us, the Street Queens panel. Ladies, this is Lynx. She's from Extravaganza Radio. She's also a blog writer, a host. She does many things. You can look for her. I have her saved on my page as Lynx. She's a Latin woman, also Latin descent, and I hit her up so she can definitely call in the show and give her intake on what we're talking about with this Hispanic heritage. So, Lynx, we welcome you.
Salute. I love what you guys are doing. What's up, Lush? What's going on?
Do a collabo, baby. We got to do a collabo.
Oh, snap. You want me to supersize the game. It's all right. It's all right. There's plenty for everybody. Well, I'm calling in because I'm proud of my Hispanic heritage, and I wanted to salute all the Hispanics out there. And let them know that, you know, we got the deciding vote. We the power. We got to go out there and represent for Senor Barack Obama. Let's get it popping.
Voting
por Obama. And, you know, I also write for a site called Blacktino.net, which is dedicated to building ethnic unity. And it kind of challenges the Latinos to embrace their Afro side.
Okay.
So I think you can't discuss Hispanic Heritage Month without discussing that in any one of our Latino countries, there is an area where the original people live and they are of Afro descent. And so we're all Blacktinos, and we're all mixed puppies up in this joint. But
that's cool, but not always, because you also have to think about the Native Americans that were there before.
Yes, that's here. You know, that's here in the States. But I'm talking about all over, all the Latin countries, your original people of Afro descent or Indian descent, like you're saying, But we have to embrace, I would suggest to all my Hispanic brothers and sisters to embrace all aspects of your identity, of your culture. It's all that. I mean, I'm Mexican, Costa Rican, with a dash of Guyanese, and that equals one hell of a super-sized Spanish fly. And I love all the ingredients that make up me. And my daughter
is you said that website is blacktino.net?
Yes, blacktino.net is where you'll find I have articles on the hood healers, which are people who offer their services to uplift, empower, and unite our people. And I call them hood healers, so I have a feature there. And I also am a host on egradioonline.com, which is also known as Extravaganza Radio. And I pretty much supersize everything I do. And I wanted to send some supersized love to y'all and tell my Spanish people, pa'lante, you know, embrace, accept, love all aspects. Teach your children Spanish because it's important.
Right.
I'm starting to teach my daughter Spanish, and I just wanted to salute you, queens, and be a part of this night. This is really special.
Thanks,
and I thank you all for hosting this, because this is important for us to speak on these subjects. And so.
Well, this is what we do, Link. This we do this every Thursday. Every Thursday.
Thursdays
at 8 p.m. At 8 o'clock. Yeah, we touch a different topic every Thursday. You know, because Hispanic Heritage actually ended yesterday, and
mm-hmm.
our show, you know, the show falls on Thursday, so that's why you know it was done today. But we invite you to come. You know, anytime Thursday, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You know, just call in. Yeah, definitely call in. You know, let us know what you're doing. Let us know what you're doing. We'll call in wherever you're at or check out what you're doing. I mean, you know, you're an ambassador, like Lush says, right?
Yeah,
we she's an ambassador, a street queen ambassador. So, you know.
Officially.
Well, I'd like you guys to keep on your agenda on possibly the 31st or the 1st. We're going to have a live stream on EG Radio, a political theme. We're going to be discussing the candidates and what our fears are and what we're hoping for. And you know, we're going to have all sides. It's not going to be one-sided because everybody seems
okay
to be for Obama. But it's a discussion I think we need to have because I love Obama. And you know, I kind of feel for McCain. I really feel for anyone who wins this election because the country is in such a state that I don't know what they can do to help us recover. But we have issues that are not being discussed in our communities, and we're going to touch those subjects. And hopefully you ladies can join the live stream, join the chat room. Hit us up
right
with some questions. And
well, Link, send me that. I'll send it out to the girls. And,
okay.
Uh-huh. We'll definitely circulate and talk about that.
Because we just did Rock the Vote.
Yeah, we just did.
Yeah, Rock the Vote, and it's coming. Our fate is it's. I mean, it looks good. It looks good. It looks like Obama's gonna get it, but we're all hanging. We're hanging on, trying to see what's gonna happen here. But I'm confident that a lot of my Latino brothers and sisters are gonna come out and support, you know, the person who's gonna make
right
the change and right for our country.
That brings us an interesting topic, Link.
I mean, if you're not rich, you should vote Democrat. Point blank. Period.
Yeah.
It's not even about Obama being black. It's about, do you want a Republican or do you want a Democrat? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you got to educate yourself on what Republican stands for and what Democrat stands
for. It's not about, I personally, Borisito McCain, I mean, you know, I don't want the Crypt Keeper as the president.
I mean, he's 72 years old. Just think how when... You know, he lived during times where...
Well, I'm sure he has a lot of wisdom.
Imagine really where his head is at. He's old.
I'm sure he has some wisdom there, but if he can remember.
Yeah, but he's close to Alzheimer's, too.
But exactly. Mm. And Palin, you know, with her soccer mom and Joe Sixpack and all that stuff, I don't know. But I'm a real mom facing real issues with my child in a real community.
I know.
So, you know, I couldn't relate to her at all. I just couldn't relate to her at all. And,
Link, where do you think, Link, that the Spanish vote is leaning towards?
I think, surprisingly enough, it quickly changed. Once McCain decided to introduce Palin, I think the vote quickly leaned over to Obama. Just because what I said a few minutes ago, you know, no woman could really relate to her unless you're that, you know, that white or American, you know, upper scale, upper class. And I'm sorry to pull the race card, but it's true. I don't think anyone could relate to her. And she really didn't touch the issues. She swayed from questions. She even stopped Katie Couric and said, I'll get back to that. But, you don't know about your running mate? I mean, that's dangerous to me. You're running with someone. It's like, okay, I'm calling you ladies. I know what you're all about. I rock with Emma, E2K. I know who I'm supporting. I know what movement I'm supporting, and I can tell you all about it, and no one can question why I'm rocking with y'all because I know what I'm saying. But she can't even, you know, she can't even disclose information on her running mate. So, you know, this is serious. We're in a real bad state. And if something happens to the Crypt Keeper, to McCain, she's going to be in power. And that's, like, scary to me.
What do you feel?
Scary to me.
Can I ask you a question, Link?
Wait, hold on. What do you feel? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Lush. Before I forget what I'm going to ask. What do you feel about McCain bringing out Daddy Yankee saying that.
Don't get me started.
Wait a minute, because we got to touch this. That Daddy Yankee saying that all Puerto Ricans are going for McCain. Like, what
don't
you got to say about
started.
That?
Don't get
yes,
me started.
Yes, I am getting you started.
Okay. Let me pull Daddy Yankee. Listen, I think that when McCain picked Daddy Yankee, I think he thought his song Gasolina was really about the gas prices or something, or the gas prices. I don't think McCain knew who Daddy Yankee was. And Daddy Yankee actually made a statement, something to the effect where he said, you know, the endorsement wasn't the right endorsement on the Obama camp, but McCain's was better. That means cha-ching, the money was better.
Exactly.
So if you're supporting, your moral support can be, there's a price to be put on it. And not for nothing, I don't think, but see, that just shows you how gullible people are, because he did that. He came out and represented McCain, and then they had him hosting a debate over in Puerto Rico between the governors that are running out there. So that tells me, are people really that gullible? Do they really think that we're gonna listen to Daddy Yankee, who said this guy... You know, this guy, he was there, he fought the war. Okay, we know that, and I appreciate McCain for what he's done. No one's saying that he didn't do something great, and no one's saying he doesn't deserve this moment. But I don't think he deserves to be our president because of it. I don't think, he's made too many contradictions, and Daddy Yankee, he came out, and he to me, when I saw that, he really made us look bad. He made us Latinos look bad. Yo, Papa, what's up? And giving pounds to the kids and kisses to the young girls on the cheek. Yo, Papa, and talking like stupid.
Illiterate. Like, do you really have to sound illiterate? I guess
Fat Joe went on the attack. He said, come on, people are losing their homes. We're in a serious crisis, and you're asking our people to support this man? Okay. Oh, let's get something straight. McCain is not the cause or the root of our problems. Our problems started because of, like you said, a Republican who's been in office for two terms, and we don't want another Republican for another term because it's going to be a wrap. I don't know what – I feel like the rest of the world –
They support big businesses. They support the rich. You know what I mean? They don't want to raise – people's taxes. They want to raise our taxes, and it doesn't make any sense.
The rest of the world
is the ones who jumpstart the economy. If we're not good, we're not going out buying the rich person's product because we don't got no money to spend. You know what I'm saying? It just makes sense. Like, and actually, my homework was on Barack Obama and the jobs and how he's going to actually, you know, help us out. But, I mean, I don't think I'm not going to get into it. It's a little lengthy right now. But basically, if you make less than $250,000 a year, you should be voting Democrat if you want your life to change.
And I think a whole bunch of us fall under that bracket. But more importantly is if I think what everyone needs to take into consideration is the policies that have been set in place for our past two terms are the policies that put us in this position that we're in.
Exactly.
And if the next president is supporting those policies or want to continue those policies or make an extension of those policies, then I think your answer is crystal clear.
Exactly.
I think the answer is crystal clear. But back to Daddy Yankee.
Escúchame, la cabeza, desgraciado, coño.
There you go, you answered my question. I was going to say, if Daddy Yankee is listening right now, what would you say to him? And you answered it perfectly.
This is Emma E2K Magazine. What are you doing? You don't have enough money? Are you kidding me? You're selling your patria. You're selling us Latinos for McCain. Like, you really need to think about it. You really need to consider that and only speak for yourself. Only speak for you, my dude. Don't speak for me.
Let me tell you, that Daddy Yankee, I ain't mad at him. He's done his thing in the music industry. He's made his money, and he probably got a little extra money supporting McCain. That's fine and wonderful. You do you, brother, but don't rub that on us, and don't say that that's what we need to do, because you have no idea what we're living. You're not in the mess. We are. I mean, I just spoke to one of my goddaughters of my compadre, and the first thing out of his mouth was, next month I'm not going to be working. They're downsizing the company. And I just looked, he said it, and my goddaughter standing right next to him, and I said, and this is going to affect her life. And this, our children are in trouble. We all are in trouble. This is some serious shit. But
the cost of living is rising,
and
people are losing jobs. It does not make any sense.
I do believe that, like with all things, it will pass, but it will be really, really rough. And whoever, whether it's McCain or Obama, whoever takes over, has a hell of a job to do and a hell of a mess to clean up. And it's really unfortunate. I kind of feel for Obama because, you know, if it is him, wow. You need a lot of bounty, the whole damn world, to soak up this mess. You know what I mean? You need the whole world.
And you already know they're going to point it out and look at him like he's not going to be able to accomplish nothing. But, you know, in reality, it's not him. It's just the mess that's already there.
It's crazy because in every debate, Obama laid it down.
Do you like how
they snuck up on us? Do you like how President Bush announced the economy's in a crisis? All of a sudden, this was happening for years. And they knew it, and they saw it coming, just like 9/11, hallelujah, yes, I'm saying it. They saw it coming, and they decided not to say nothing until the very last minute when there's really not much they can do anymore. And that's really messed up, and that's something that people should look at. Do you want those kind of people to keep running the country and have us hold us at bay or hold us hostage till the very last moment when shit hits the fan? I certainly like to prepare if disaster's coming. I certainly would. Lush, you were about to ask me something. Were you going to ask me something, Lush?
I'm sorry, Lush, yes, she was.
I got bombarded. I felt like y'all was in line to the price, son. I felt spiciness up in here, yo, for real.
Well, we gotta get passionate. We gotta get inspired to move. To everybody throws the word around movement loosely. Movement. What's the movement? Get a movement. Go out there. Talk to your people. Tell them why they should vote. Tell them why they should come out.
What I wanted to ask
Lynx was, okay, what I was saying was the fact about, like, going towards last year, going towards the first election before when Bush went into office, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Bush's wife's family was Hispanic, right? And she, like, she was just learning English and everything like that, right? And I noticed that a lot of Hispanics voted for Bush in that race because I guess they were under the assumption that the fact that his wife was Hispanic, the family was Hispanic, that maybe they would be like they will be more catered to, or, you know.
Yeah.
We'll find
You know what? I downloaded the whole speech that President Bush did. Because he gave a whole speech just trying to sway voters from the Hispanic community to vote, you know, in his favor. And he used that, like, totally as, you know, a tool. The fact that his wife
I don't think any of that even really made a difference because because what happened was the mess up, the either it was a mess up or it was intentional. What happened in Florida is what decided. So decided what he went into house. And I think that the Latinos supported that he did get a large amount of the Latino support. You got to remember, Latino people, we're talking about the old school Latinos who were able to vote. You know, now this is a whole new generation of Latinos, Black Latinos, mixed young Americans that are going to come out and vote. But back then, they're very conservative and they're very loyal. And Latinos will, you know, once a politician rallies around Latinos, they kind of wait for them to throw their little biscuits or peanuts at them, and then they're quick to support that person. And they're loyal. That's the one thing about Latinos. And that's why even on the internet, even record companies, even clothing lines, don't even really know how to really market directly to us because we're so difficult to market to because there's so many of intertwined cultures within our culture. So we're really hard to target, and it's very hard It's very hard to know which way we're going to go.
Can I tell you something, though?
What's up?
It's really funny because, like, I did the research on this, and I hear everything you're saying. You're absolutely right. But do you know how President Bush opened his speech? He said in Spanish, he says, hola, siéntese, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca. He's speaking in Spanish. Este es el último mes de la hispanidad que paso como presidente.
And what he should have said, porque los próximos 8 años, yo voy a acabar con los Estados Unidos. That's what he should have said.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. For those that understand Spanish, listen to what he says. He says, y por eso le dije a mi personal que hoy quería hablarles. You know, I don't speak that good Spanish, but I'm going to work it out. Solo en español. So what he's saying basically is that he's going to speak, you know, specifically in Spanish. Then he said, me contestaron, señor presidente, antes de dar un discurso en español, ¿por qué no llega primero a dominar el inglés? Whatever, I don't even know. I can't even say it. But the point is that he's trying to really appeal to the Hispanic people.
Well, he did, and they're gonna use whatever tactics. And if this country was full of more Haitians than anything, he would have been speaking Creole up there.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? He was going to do anything. Just like, look at McCain. McCain probably had somebody else in mind to be his VP running mate, but because Hillary was out, they do anything. They wanted that female vote. Let's get a female.
It's all tactics.
I mean, they'll do anything they got to do. And, you know, and we all are grinding queens. We all are on our grind, on our hustle. You can't really be mad at that. They're going to put little cards they're going to pull. What the people have to understand is they have to have the knowledge. They have to do their homework. They have to research their candidates. Don't just go out and vote because you feel someone's not white enough or not black enough or too black or too white. Just get the issue. Your candidate.
It's not about race at all.
It really isn't about race, but the race, you can't. It's the white elephant in the room. You're going to have to talk about it sooner or later. It always comes up because we're such a diverse nation. There's so many cultures here. How can you not notice race?
With a talk about that statement, we got a big issue in the Latin community in regards to immigration. And immigration refers to the movement of people among countries, immigration across national borders in a way that violates the immigration laws of the destination country in terms of illegal immigrant. Under the definition of illegal immigrant, it is a foreigner who either illegally crossed the international political border, whether by land, water, or air, or a foreigner who legally entered a country but overstays his or her visa documents. And we have a lot of illegal immigrants, and therefore we have a lot of situations where we have deportation. Deportation, not to be confused with extraction, generally means the expulsion of people from a place or a country, the expulsion of a native that is also called banishment, exile, or penal transportation. The process is also called removal, occurs when the federal government orders that a non-citizen be removed from the United States, typically after a violation of immigration or criminal laws. And we got a big problem in the Hispanic culture in regards to immigration. And my viewpoint in regards to the immigration is that we have a lot of immigrants coming here it's a mass majority of Mexicans and El Salvadorans coming in here. I have no problem. These people are coming here for their quote-unquote American dream. These people are, majority of them are trying to pay taxes, trying to pay for the food on their table, take care of their families, trying to work, trying to do the right thing. But, you know, half of the jobs that they're talking about, they're coming over here taking the jobs, black people not going to do it, white people not going to do it. So they need to get real. But these people do these jobs. They are the only people, not to say, like, there's some people that might say, oh, they might give Hispanics a bad name because they're taking less of money than they should work. But these are people that are humble. They humble themselves because they look at the bigger picture.
Which is to feed their
They come here with nothing. And they barely make as much as an American citizen, but they manage to maintain themselves here and send money home, and they manage within a few years to get enough money to get their own little hustle going, their little business or whatever.
And their families over here.
You know what it is?
And
they're resourceful.
They come over here, and there's so many ethnic restaurants, like, off-rip.
But you see,
American people love everything other than American food. They love it.
Well, yeah, but only here you're going to a pizzeria where Indians making the pizza, and you'll see Chinese people eating empanadas. You know what I'm saying? Only here.
Mm-hmm.
You only see that here. But what people don't know, too, is that aside from the deportation, they have detentions. They have detention centers holding these immigrants. They got cribs in these detention centers, letting the immigrants have their babies there. They have this thing called 287G, which was passed, but only the state of North Carolina has been enforcing it, where regular officers can behave as immigration officers, and they can basically profile someone and pull them over and ask them for their documents. And if they don't have their documents, well, you're going to the detention center. And for each person that ends up in the detention center, these private-owned facilities are going to get about 5 G's per person. Mm-hmm. Now, that's big business. Go ahead. Go Google that shit. 287G, my people. Google that shit. It's real, and it's going down, and it's been happening. They got detention centers with babies in it, holding families. Like, it's crazy. And it's sad. It's really sad because, you know, these people, they're being targeted because they're immigrants. And then they're being, let's say, the government or officials are making the American citizens here feel these people are coming here and taking your jobs and taking your money. So we need to get them out. So they're playing everyone against them. When what my sister just said, you don't want those jobs anyway. They're the only ones who are going to come and do that work.
It's true. Everybody's living off of the government. They just want that check. Like,
listen. Like, I took an excerpt out of that same speech that I told you that he gave.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, He says, economic opportunity is a promise of our country. And the truth of the matter is, for generations, people have found opportunities in this country that would have been impossible in the places where they were born. And that has made us a vibrant country, and it's encouraged entrepreneurship. Today, the economy obviously is going through a very tough stretch, and that's why the administration will work with Congress to pass a financial rescue plan. But listen to this. He says the goal of this plan is to free up the flow of capital to help all Americans get the capital and loans necessary to help weather the difficult times. Part of the plan is to free up capital for small businesses. After all, small businesses are the backbone of our economy. And interestingly enough, according to the most recent data, more than 1.5 million small businesses are owned by Hispanic owners.
Mm.
Mm.
So he's recognizing the contribution of Hispanic people in our economy and how important, you know, it is for him to support them and their endeavors.
Well, darling, you gotta look around and the bridges that are built, the streets that are paved, the gardens that you see, all are the blood, sweat, and tears of the immigrants. And I'm a child of an immigrant. I'm a child of immigrant parents. I'm a product of immigrant parents. I mean, you know, and you know, when they come here, they come with that dream, and they kind of lose part of their identity and their culture because they're trying so hard to get that American dream. And
yeah.
And so us children of these immigrants, we were fortunate enough to get our identity through the hip-hop culture. It didn't matter where you were from. We all came up together in the struggle, and we have
right.
to remain unified in the struggle and unified in our communities. We have to go back to the basics, back to when it was about love and unity, and forget about all this hate and material
mm-hmm.
possessions and you know, down talking
mm-hmm.
your sisters in the culture. I think we have to embrace our immigrant brothers and sisters because that's us. If you look, it's a reflection of ourselves in the mirror. We're not true. Who's a true American? First of all, who's a true American? Who is a true American?
Who the hell knows? Hey. I'm sorry to cut you off real quick, but we do have a caller that's been holding patiently. 347-398, you're live with the Street Queens. Where you repping?
Hey, mamas. I am Lisette of StreetsOnMine.com. How y'all doing? I was just listening in on everything y'all was saying. And it's so sad. It's so sad to hear that, you know, all this immigration stuff and police officers trying to profile us and pull us over. They're giving them the weapons to use against us because we were experiencing all that stuff before those laws, you know what I'm saying, being profiled. Don't think that because I am a light-skinned Puerto Rican that I have not been pulled over and harassed and frisked and searched. It don't matter. Now they have the tools to do it, and it's okay. It's all right.
They have the permission.
Mm-hmm.
They have the permission from the man to pull us over and do whatever they want with us. Not that they didn't do that before.
Right.
Not that they didn't do it before. Now they pretty much have the permission.
Before they could do it on the low, now it's out in the open.
It's out in the open, so it's okay, which I think makes it even harder for certain communities to say, listen, police brutality. It makes it harder because now it's like, well, you're an immigrant. There is no police brutality because you're an immigrant type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. We were here before. We were just talking about Columbus and the whole craziness about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Who was here first? It's crazy.
Who was here first were the original people and the ancestors. You remember that old commercial with the Indian man crying because he looked over the land and he saw garbage and waste
mm-hmm.
and destruction?
Oh, boy.
That,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Our ancestors must be, I don't know what place they must be in. But
they're rolling over. That's what they're doing.
Lord, but I know that the ancestors, God, I don't know if you all feel it, but when Obama speaks, oh, my goodness, I hear the voice of my ancestors. I swear I do.
It's amazing. You can tell by his body language. A lot of people don't know this body language. But this is a man who looks you in the eye. He laughs with you. He embraces you. He gives you a kiss on the cheek. Any
mm-hmm.
other Republican that I've seen, I'm not saying they all like that. I don't know them personally. But body language is so serious, man.
Body
and Obama, I'm an Obama mama. I don't know about y'all. Obamacare.
You can remember speeches, but you can't fake body language. Speeches, you can remember how to say it a certain way, but
no,
body language,
you can't. My sisters, did you see the debate, the first debate with McCain? McCain could not look Obama in his eyes. McCain could not address him as a man. He could not. He would not look at him. He would not address him as a man.
Not at all.
And I think, I don't think so much it was because he's disgusted by Obama. I think, deep down, listen, I look at McCain. He was a war veteran. He fighting for this position for many, many years. I'm not mad at McCain. I just don't want him as my president, okay? I think that the reason why he couldn't look at Obama and the reason why he is uncomfortable in the position that he has been put in to be put up against a man of such greatness.
Mm.
Do you understand? Because when that man says, some of us have that factor, that it factor. Dr. Martin Luther King had it. Malcolm X had it. It's just this presence that when you step in a room and when you speak,
Yes, and you can cause the spirit to move people.
Listen, you want to know why I'm mad? You want to talk about how he was a war veteran and whatnot? Wasn't he a prisoner? For how long? I mean, you know who's a veteran? I'm going to tell you who's a veteran. My father is a veteran. This is a Puerto Rican who didn't speak any English, who was drafted into the military at 17, went to the bloodiest wars, Vietnam. And you know what they were saying? All the Puerto Ricans stepped to the front. All the Puerto Ricans from New York stepped to this group, and they were the first ones to go out there in that battlefield. That's the veteran we're talking about. That's the veteran we're talking about. I don't want to hear about McCain. Yeah, okay, war hero. All right, cool. But how much of a war hero are you if you're trapped somewhere? If anything, he was safer in the hole than he was up there with the rest of them Puerto Ricans and black folks that was fighting.
Who's speaking?
This is Lissette speaking.
Oh, Lissette. Okay, I just didn't know who it was.
I'm sorry. I guess we got all excited with the welcome.
Yeah, and you know what? I love it because we all got opinions, and we all are opinionated, and we're all strong sisters, and we got to speak, and we got to be heard. But
Lizette is another one of one of my another Latin strong sister that I had her call in as well. She's a poet. She's a poet. She has her own website. Entrepreneur. Yes, she has her own website where they do T-shirts that represent everybody's block in your neighborhood. Like if your block, whatever the street is called, they do T-shirts that say the avenue or the street or whatever.
I like that. That's cool.
So yeah, that's pretty hot, and that's something that she can go into more. So Lizette, the floor is yours.
StreetsAreMine.com. I am Lissette. My business partner is Fresco D Star, the marketing guru of Streets on Mine. And what Streets on Mine is and will potentially be is a company who is trying to create jobs for the people in the community. So far, we've hired about 5 people to do promotions and like image uploading and everything. So it's clothing with a cause. We are bringing pride back to those people from New York. I noticed that working in the corporate world, they asked me, hey, where you from? I'm from the Bronx. And no matter how well-spoken you are and no matter what education you have, when you say I'm from the Bronx, it's like, oh, is there gunshots? Is there this? Is there that? So we thought about, hey, let's bring that pride back. Yes, I'm from the Bronx and I'm educated. And this is where Streets on Mine was born. Over 70 product selections. With any street of New York, you have a dog, you can dress up your dog. You need a calendar, we got calendars, all that good stuff. Through Streets on Mine, we do events for the community. We are hoping to do a comedy event next year. Emma, you know you're part of that ride. That's right. And it's pretty much bringing video to the people in regards to awareness. Block parties, merchandise. We donate to charities, so it's not just about us. It's about everybody.
You're also a poet. Do you have any poetry that's Spanish? Do you have any Spanish poetry?
Well, I have one in the making. I have a few. One of my I call it signature pieces is called Karina Cariñosa. And Karina Cariñosa talks about pretty
well,
much that little girl that...
Can we
hear
it?
Yeah, we sure can hear it.
Let's go. On the spot. You're on the spot with the GP.
You know this week I've been on the spot left and right, right? And I'll break that down to y'all later. All right. So this poem was born from a moment, a second, that I saw this little girl about 11 years old looking in the side view mirror of a car, and she's putting on lip gloss. And she turns around, she checks out her butt. And I'm thinking, she can't be no older than 11. What's she thinking about looking at her butt for? So this poem was born. It's called Karina Cariñosa. Karina Cariñosa checks herself out at every reflection that she can catch. Wants to make sure that her hair, the clothes, the shoes are all intact. Mamita carries lip gloss and adds a sway to her young temple. Tries to impress with her cuerpo, if it were only that simple. Training bras is filled with tissues. She wants to be like them girls on the magazine issues. Latina, 17, influenced by beauty queens. A cover girl, could that be me? Chamaquitos, they go crazy. Little Miss Coqueta talks something sexy. Learned it from the TV, but by age 16, she'd be another teen pregnancy. Can't you see? The media has us beat. Destruction of our human race. Starting with the Nubian kings and ending with our Latina queens. Drug influence. She lies about puffing trees. She wants to be cool. They offer her a drag or two. So what she's going to do? Teachers have bought the same stuff off the campus. How the hell are we supposed to trust this? Karina Cariñosa blows gum bubbles on the low and still plays with baby dolls at home. Goes to school for attention. Doesn't even realize she's there for a better education. My mom's busy dating men. My Latina queen hasn't seen a papi since they met way back when. Sometimes she wonders, yo, is my father dead? As you know, her name is Karina Cariñosa, de la Isla Bonita, tan bonita. Experiences the life of a lost girl, and to think she's only 14. Karina, tan cariñosa, stop putting the weight of the world on your shoulder. No llores más, it's not over. Your life has just begun.
Beautiful.
More
Karina.
I feel a force up in here.
No, I go for snaps. You got to snap. Do the snap.
Oh, snap. Need some snaps.
That was beautiful. Oh, my God. And
that was excellent, yo.
I
love
that
it.
That was excellent. And she spits it out. Like,
yeah, she does.
Thank you, girl.
This is, ooh, that was passion. Lush, you wanted a poem, Lush, so... You,
I found that through expression, man, you can reach out to the masses. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I get emotional every time I do that poem because it's like every time I walk up and down these streets, man, I see the ghetto-ness. I see how people are in the corners and they... I need my people to stand the fuck up. I need my people to stand and rise because it's affecting all of us.
Yeah.
All of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
That's
so,
why we got to keep each other educated.
We
got to educate
that's
our kids.
Right. That's
our
right.
Our kids, our future. You know, we had a topic on this as well, speaking about our kids and the future and the epidemic of the school system and everything else.
Right.
I mean, every week, Lizette, we do this every Thursday, Lush Radio give street queens a platform where we all come together and we talk about different topics. It just so happened that, you know, we're touching on Hispanic heritage because the last day was yesterday and the show falls on Thursday. But you're welcome to call in any Thursday and just discuss with us all the topics that we touch. I mean, we really get into it. You know, just even just by you listening to what we're talking about today on Spanish Heritage, I mean, we get into everything. And we invite you and anybody that you know, have them call in on Thursday, you know, and just, I think the more knowledge that we can be able to spread amongst each other as queens, you know, we're able to, you know, keep that flow going.
Make
a change. The whole point, definitely, and that's the whole point of what we do here every Thursday.
Definitely.
So you're definitely welcome every Thursday, Lizette. And you're an ambassador. We just made you an ambassador.
Oh, you just opened up a can of worms. Y'all gonna be like, all right, you're calling too much. No, but I'm really, I'm so excited. I'm really blessed to be to finally be surrounded by so much positivity. There was a point that I had to chop the negative out. You know what I'm saying? Like people mm-hmm. that were just hating and you thought they were your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finally at a point that I'm surrounded but with nothing but positive beings, and it's so exciting to even say that.
Well, this is a sisterhood we got here.
And you know what? You know what, my sister? That just means that the energy you're putting out is what you're attracting. So you're bringing that to yourself with your positive energy.
That's
and
right.
And your spirit, sister, because
that's
I heard
right.
the ancestors in that poem. I don't know about anybody else, boy. I heard passion. I heard the ancestors. I heard my sister speaking, you know,
well,
the
we
truth.
Gotta go. Whoever's close when she's doing something, Lizette, too, when you're doing things, make sure you email us. Or email me and I'll pass it to the street queens and you know we'll talk about it. I mean you're welcome. Like I said, any Thursday, you know, call in and let us know what you're doing. Anybody that's close that can go check you out live and stuff like that. We definitely like to support everybody that's doing something.
Yeah.
No
problem.
God
knows I've been looking for another fuse.
Lush, do you want to go through the creed? Are we expressing the creed this week or what's going on?
We're gonna express the creed. I'm gonna have to go and grab it up real quick.
Okay.
And stuff. But I just wanna say, my sisters, both of you, Lynx and Lissette, man, I'm impressed by the power and the fire, you know what I'm saying? And like you know, like I said, we W is street queens, all women are street queen ambassadors.
Definitely.
You know, when you step on a panel, you know what I'm saying? You got a heavy responsibility. Every woman has a story, and that's the reason why I created this whole thing. And if you listen to our first show, you could never say that none of these women never laid eyes on each other. We show so much love to each man. It's a support system, man. And we like to touch on every subject because it's different issues. I have to step outside the box. Americans. Cultures are not talking about the issues that's affecting us every single day. People are sitting here trying to sugarcoat stuff, you know what I mean? And we need to really address these issues, man. The Latin community, you know what I'm saying? My brothers and sisters, whites, black, Hispanic, like Martin Luther King, he wants us all to sit down at the table of brotherhood, man. You know what I'm saying? Sitting here cutting each other's throats, you know what I'm saying? And what you said, Lissette, I see a lot of young ladies, because I work in the schools, Hispanic young ladies, getting caught up in the gangs, getting caught up in trying to, you know, be grown and this, that, and the third, and just young ladies themselves. That's why I created Street Queens, so us as women can show an example. We all been through it, so we can relate to these young ladies and show them, yo, that's not the way. This is how you become successful. This is proper etiquette. This is what you need to do in life so you can be successful. You know what I'm saying? Because not always going to be there, and a man ain't always going to be there for you. So you got to do you, mama. You got to do you.
Mm-hmm. Got to stand on your own. Got to stand on your own.
I try
to be that person who has the old school in them, you know, like I want to cook for my man, I want to clean for my man, but damn it,
I know
I want to work my 9-to-5 and I want to make my bread too.
That's right.
A modern woman is a woman to really, really look out for, because we're not taking no mess. And the days of these men thinking that they can dominate and, you know, keep us in a box is not happening, because we're too talented, we're too beautiful, and obviously we have a message that we're going to spread with the world, that you can't hold us down and all this negative, you know, images in the songs and, oh, mommy, hold this and shake your ass and all
everything
this.
Is about, I'm falling
in love
with a stripper now. Like, I'm so amazed with that one. Like,
hello.
That's
not the essence of a woman. Like, if men really pay attention, there's so much more to a woman than our ass and our tits. And hello.
Exactly.
Those are assets.
But hey, with that said, sisters, I want to touch on this subject. Even though we want to push forward and represent that, we still got to embrace our sensuality and our womanness, because that's what we are. We can appreciate our curves and our sexuality, but with grace, with style, with class. And that's a message that I like to get out to the youth, because we all like to look good. We all like to be seen, to be heard, because we're women. My name is Woman, and I know that that's a part of me, but it's not showing the crack of my ass. You know, it's not on the MySpace joint with you by the butyl with your jeans on.
The bathroom shop of the bathroom.
You done started something. You done started something.
The bathroom shops are the best.
Or against the wall.
That could be a whole other topic. MySpace.
No. MySpace is a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's
it. I could tell you. Have you seen the pictures with the mamas and the thongs and the boobs all out and whatnot?
No,
and then she has an album
things,
with all her kids on it. Let's keep it real.
I was just going to say that.
Let's keep it real.
I love my kids.
I love my kids, and then in the next album, she got her butt out. Come on, man.
Let me tell you something. Some of our sisters are really lost, but like you said,
we got to bring that out,
we
man.
We got to bring it out. We got to hold ourselves with our heads up high.
You know what the thing? Some people don't recognize that it's wrong.
Yeah,
people don't recognize it's wrong.
And it's good, and I feel as all, you know, that we are ambassadors, street queens, that we should approach those mamas like that, but approach them with caution, you know what I'm saying? We're not judging them, you know what I'm saying?
You don't know their situation.
Right, you don't know their situation, and everybody, you know, is different in their way of thinking, but yeah, I think if we address them with love and concern and actually let them know that we want to stand by them and we want better for them, I think they will kind of then take heed to what we're saying. Maybe not necessarily right then and there they change, but at least they'll think about it. And
yeah,
that's kind of like the message that we want to, you know, get out there.
And some
sometimes
of them won't
it
work.
Takes somebody, it takes somebody pointing something out for
mm-hmm.
them to say, oh, really? I didn't look at it that way. You know what
and
I mean?
And this
right.
is where the street queens come in.
That's right.
Is Javita on the line?
Javita wasn't able to make it today, though.
No, she was on the line at the beginning.
Lush. All right, Mama Lush, I'm trying to hear this creed because this is my first time.
I'm trying to pull everything up, but, my computer's sitting here. No,
I got
wait.
It.
Say it and say the motto.
I'm prepared.
All right, go ahead.
All right, just
say
it right now. Yes, son. I was waiting for you to say something, son.
Me?
Lush. I did that on purpose. I was waiting for it. I said, oh, shit, you played. Because last time you put me on the spot, I have to get you back. But so that was with love, though. That right there was with love. All right, this is the key.
Te
quiero mucho, mami, mi reina. The creed, the street queen's creed, was actually written by Javita, right?
Shout out to Javita.
So it goes like this. Street queens are here to show our future leaders the way. Walking and talking life struggles every day. Like the sands of time, we are an inescapable entity, bringing light into dark places and filling despair with hope. And our mission statement is to empower and support the diverse needs of the people.
Diverse needs of the people. You got to say that with a fist in the air.
I did. You just didn't see me, Lizette.
That's what it was. I didn't see it. But I did it over here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like I said, man, you know, Street Queens, Lush Radio is, you know, my movement is your movement. Street, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to, you know, build people up, you know, help people that we can. And we're going to be supporting Emma and her feeding, you know what I'm saying, the people that I need on Thanksgiving. So,
Lace
you know,
was with me last year.
Oh, well, I love feeding people. I have to feed everyone.
Yeah, that's a
Pues fíjate, tengo hambre ahora. I could use some food right now.
You know, we were talking about Spanish food earlier. You would have been like,
Don't get me started. I got a poem on that one, too.
While Emma was saying that creed, she may have had her fist up in the air, but I ain't even going to front. I had my tux bar up in the air.
You know what?
You what? You
gonna stop that.
I had my Twix bar in the air.
You crazy.
You don't stop that. We ain't being sponsored by no damn Twix. Don't be messing with no damn Twix over here.
I ain't crazy. I'm hungry.
You better eat that.
She's crazy hungry. That's
well,
crazy.
Listen, my sisters, I have to go, but I want to send out supersized love to all of you, and I appreciate this platform. And it's really, it's inspiring me, and I'm probably going to go and blog about it.
Yes, do that. Send it to me so I can forward it.
And all of you, if you want to get in touch with me, it's real simple, supersizespanishfly@gmail.com.
Supersize?
Okay. That's right. And I thank you. Salute my queens. And I'm an ambassador now, so you know.
That's right.
I ain't going to know how to act tomorrow.
Spread the word, girl. Spread the word. We
all right. Good
Thursday.
Night, my sisters. I love you all.
Love you too, Lynx.
All right, Mama.
Emma.
Yes.
Emma, you say God bless you.
I'm here.
Dios te bendiga, right?
Dios te bendiga.
Yeah.
Adiós y te bendiga. That's what it's saying. Hello? El sábado gigante. Oh, we forgot to talk about el sábado gigante.
Sábado gigante.
Sábado gigante.
That man is famous, yeah. I'm alive. It's been like 100 years.
They're going to keep him alive because he makes a lot of money.
That's hilarious.
He got the oldest voice in the world.
He probably got a replica, too.
I got one like website that like actually tells you like it got like a lot of information for Hispanics if they wanna find out some information. I gotta wait till this thing loads up.
Oh my gosh.
But I got a website, right?
Uh-huh.
LULAC.org. And it's a good organization. I think it's a Latin. I think it's Latin United and Latinos United. And you go on that website, and you can find all the information in regards to Hispanics and different outreach groups. And also like with immigration, it's a website www.usimmigrationsupport.org. And you can find out information about, deportation forms and all that stuff.
Can you email me that, please?
I can email you that. And
Thank you.
And like I said, man, you know, I say viva la Latino, you know what I'm saying, to all y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Viva.
I love all my Hispanic people. I love all my people, all
That's
shapes.
Right.
Of
Boricua, morena,
morena.
Boricua,
oh,
morena,
oh,
morena,
oh.
Boricua.
What did I walk into? I love it. I love
no,
it.
We'll be having the greatest of fun, okay? Let me tell
I love
you something.
It.
This sisterhood is like no other sisterhood in the world.
Yo, you
That's
need
right,
some
yeah.
dominoes.
I'll be ready to go on
yeah,
tour. Like, I got to go.
You know,
I got to go.
We're getting it in tomorrow for your birthday. You know Casino's going to be playing all the hot reggae.
Yes, I'm not going to be there.
Let me talk about it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got my birthday party for those of you in the Massachusetts area. I got my birthday going down tomorrow night at El Rincon Nightclub in Lowell, Mass. With Red Cafe performing. And one of
oh,
my
you're
going to
have so much fun. Take pictures.
Yeah. Yo, absolutely. I'm going to take many pictures. Felicia Sabri is coming out for Music Mania, representing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice time.
Oh, that's what's up. That's
we're going to get it in. We're going to have a lot of pictures, a lot of fun at El Rincon Nightclub. I just like saying the name of it. It's
West 35 Central
El
Street.
El Rincon.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, I got the flyers going. I try to bring the sexy back.
Feliz cumpleaños. Feliz en tu día, amiguita, que Dios te bendiga, y que reine la paz en tu día, y que cumplas muchas más.
Thank you.
Oh, that was birthday spinach. Wow. Freestyle and everything.
Okay, so
that's
like the
casino.
So, Lush, you wrapping it up because I'm about to go.
I'm about to wrap this up, man.
Okay.
I want to send a shout out to everybody that called in and supported the whole movement. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the speaking countries out there. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and vote, man. We need a change, man. You know, I'm neutral. Vote for whoever you want, but make sure you make the right choice. vote Obama, but I ain't say that. But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Obama, mama.
Barack Obama, dog.
Obama, mama.
So shout out to Lissette, man. Shout out to Link Super Size. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
That's not funny.
Women, I got strong women on my panel, man. I got strong ambassadors, man. You know what I'm saying? Wait till I get the Street Queen t-shirts, man. It's going to be crazy.
Yes.
The whole world's going to be flooded with it. It's beyond me. It's beyond you, man. We trying to change the world out here. We getting ready for the revolution,
change
man. If nobody told you they love you today, we love you. The Street Queen
love you,
man.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Man,
ladies, we love you, even though you locked off. You can still hear this later on. We love you, girl.
Oh.
And Lush gets a super size. We love you, Lush.
Yo, Lush, Lush. Listen,
ooh,
tomorrow's
Friday. Woohoo.
Toya, hug yourself. Hug yourself, girl, because that's our birthday hug.
thank you.
Yep, Miss Toya, I'm going to bring you a little birthday gift, too.
Toya needs a moment.
Yeah, I just need a moment. Ladies, I want to recognize and send my prayers out to my boy Lou Diamonds of Lou Diamonds Barbershop. He's going through a hard time right now. He's battling, you know, brain cancer. But I just want to send a shout out from, you know, the Street Queens, exclusive fashion friends. Lou, we love you. We got you in our prayers. We know you're battling, you're fighting to keep fighting, my man. We know how hard it is. We with you. And trust me, it's a hard battle for him because we almost lost him yesterday. So on everything
he didn't pass?
Nah, he's still with us. So we're just going to keep him in our prayers. And we fighting there. Keep fighting, Lou.
It's a miracle, man. I swear, if this dude starts walking tomorrow, son, I ain't never going to question prayer ever again in my life, son.
And I want to leave it at that, Lush. I want to leave it at that. But seriously,
so, Lou, like I said, shout out to you, Lou. You and our prayers. We love you, man. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? Keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to, you know, if you can take a minute of your time, pray for this dude. You're a strong dude, good dude. You know what
good
I'm saying?
Dude.
And like I said, everybody, man, this quote is, not every part of ourselves is perfect, but some parts of us is excellent. So stop putting yourself down and work on your weaknesses, but embrace all the good that you do have in you, man. And real talk, I love all my street queens. I love all my Latinos. I love all my people, man. Go out there and vote. Do what you do, man. Sit down in the table of brotherhood. Support the independent entrepreneurs, independent artists doing their thing. Support Emma's artist, Nyreen, doing his thing, man. He's doing real big things out here. Support him. Support, you know what I'm saying, Lynx. Log on to a site, check her out. You know what
exclusive
I'm saying?
Exclusive first, Polo Plug.
Polo Plug.
Mm-hmm. First, shout out to
RJ the mascot, Boston Mass. Stand up.
You know, all these people doing their thing. You know, shout out to CG. You know, prayers out to her peoples and their family.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And, you know, everybody, to the people that got cancer, that's just going through it, our prayers are with you. Anybody that has some kind of illness, man, going through prayers is with you. Next week we're going to be talking about cancer. So, you know, if you have a situation or you want to talk about cancer, your experience, log on next week, Thursday. We're going to be talking about cancer. We're not just talking about breast cancer. We're talking about all cancer. We acknowledge it. You don't need to acknowledge it just for 1 month. It's every single day that we're facing and it starts
at
a young age, man. And we're talking about that next week, man. So log on, and you know the regular shows on Lush Radio, you know, each and every Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? I shut it down. Sometimes Tuesdays, man, I'm doing my thing, man. But
yes,
but you got to
support
Street Queens is doing their things. We love you and everything, man. So like
paz
I said,
y amor. Paz y amor, which is peace and love.
Paz y amor,
mi reinas.
Mm. Yeah, peace,
thank
love,
you.
And pollo. Peace, love, and pollo.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, for you.
Right,
Lizette, I'm gonna call you on the cell phone.
Arroz con habichuelas.
You heard Lizette?
Say again.
I said I'm gonna call you right after I hang up from here.
Not a problem, Mama.
All right, peace, my queens, and
peace,
I'll talk to y'all Sunday.
Peace, everybody. Have a great night, Music Mania
you
TV. Holla. Streets of mine in the house. Good night, y'all.
Charlize is in the building.
One. Nice.
All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street. All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street.